Nicolás Gutierrez holds his girlfriend's hand as they look at barbecue grills outside of a Fiesta supermarket in Austin. Gutierrez is turning 40 this month, and he works in construction. For years, he worked in Houston, but he got sick of the low wages. He says around $11 an hour.
I decided to look for the company here that I used to work for. So I went, and the boss who was there is my baseball teammate, and he contracted me.
Now he makes a little more and says he feels at home.
I wouldn't change Texas for New York. I was in Miami and a few other places, but where things have gone best for me is here in Texas.
According to a 2010 Census Bureau report, almost a million Latinos in Texas work in construction. In cities like Austin, they stand to gain as projects keep popping up. As President Barack Obama toured the Texas Capitol, he called for a renewal of manufacturing jobs and remarked on Texas's employment. Governor Rick Perry calls the state a leader in job creation. Some have called its economy the Texas miracle. Gary Bertlis is with the Brookings Institution.
One of the main drivers of the Texas economy is oil and gas, and the oil and gas industry sometimes is riding high when the rest of the economy is falling low.
The Economic Policy Institute projects Latino unemployment in Texas will be at about 8% by year's end. Employment here has consistently been above the national average. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Latino unemployment in the U.S. is at about 9%. Doug Hall with the Institute says even though that was a drop from last year, there's little to celebrate.
While certainly, you know, I'm sure that Latino workers had unemployment rates, you know, in excess of, you know, in double digits during the worst times of the recession, a 9% unemployment rate is certainly nothing to be celebrated.
Catherine Singley says when Washington can't agree on economic policy, it can affect local economies, even in Texas. She's with the National Council of La Raza, or NCLR.
The federal budget cuts that are affecting everything from education to job training to military bases, those play out at the local level. And what it means is that government employees lose jobs, their suppliers lose jobs, and the entire local economy suffers.
But she said recent bipartisan efforts on immigration policy could actually mean more jobs for Latino workers.
Over the past couple of days, there have been several reports talking about the boost to the overall economy that immigration reform would have. And we're encouraged to see that and encouraged to see the progress being made in a bipartisan manner in Congress as we speak.
Doug Hall says immigration policy matters in Texas, as does investment in education. With Latinos poised to be the majority demographic in the state within about 10 years, a clear plan on both would raise Latino employment and boost the Texas economy. Verónica Saragovia, KUT News.